Hachette Audio presents Cold Barrel Zero, written by Matthew Quirk, read by Peter Coleman. For my father, Commander R. Gregory Quirk, United States Navy, retired. Reveille, reveille, reveille. They would come for him at night, so Hayes was awake. He finished with his codes and laid his Bible on a makeshift table, a plank set across two splintering crates. He never really slept anymore, just rested for a few hours during the day, lying dressed on the floor on top of a thin blanket. He brushed a mosquito from his arm where a patch of rough scar showed under the sleeve of his t-shirt. Once it had been a tattoo, a combat diver in jump wings, the seal of the 1st Force Reconnaissance Marines. But 2 years ago, he'd had to take it off. A sparrow perched on the branch of a tree outside. As Hayes watched it, his thoughts drifted back to the dead. It flew off. Another bird followed, then a dozen more. The rustle of wings surrounded the hut as hundreds of them rose, filled the sky, and blotted out the stars. Hayes stood, slung his rifle over his shoulder, grabbed his bag, and sprinted through the door of his compound, leaving the light on behind him. He stopped after 75 meters, danger close range for the Hellfires, and ducked behind the trunk of a Miru oak. He could have gone farther, but he needed cover between him and the sky. Drones are silent, despite all the myths locals like to believe about death buzzing over their heads. If the machines allow themselves to be heard, it's a show of intimidation. When they come to kill, they stay high and make no noise. Hellfires move faster than sound, so the target dies unaware that he has been hit.